Welcome to Friday, 11 minutes after 5, and apparently we've survived snowpocalypse, so yay!
Almost didn't on the way in.
Why? What happened to you on the way in?
6th Street at Parcher is completely underwater.
Oh, really? The melt
sewer is backed up, or iced up, and I didn't realize until I was right on top of it. There was a plow there and a couple of public works guys that were trying to get it unclogged, and I didn't realize that it was an ocean until I was right on top of it. So I said, well, I could either stop or I could just plow my way through.
Plow through it, man.
I did. The water was up to my doors.
Yeah, yeah. And your car held?
It did. It made
nice.
It made it through.
That's impressive. You don't even have a snorkel for your air intake.
I saw this once when I was working in New York. Woman's driving through a puddle that is deep. The old saying is you never know how deep the water is till you're in it.
Yeah.
Right.
And her car stalls out.
Yeah.
Oh,
and
that's not good.
And there were firefighters and Department of Public Works people who were like in hip waders. They were going to go into the water and push her out.
Yeah.
And she opened her car door to get out and didn't realize the water was up above her door line and flooded her car.
Oh, well, that's, you know, you got to pay attention to stuff like that. You really do. And from where I'm from, it's an unwritten rule. Everybody knows it. When there's a road flood, you do not drive through it because
a sinkhole there.
Could be a sinkhole. Yeah. It could be the water could be completely washed away the road, and you have no idea. You have no clue whatsoever. I have to admit, it was probably the strangest mix of ick that I've had to enjoy in a morning yet. This was. I went out for a quick errand last night just as it started to come down. And I'm thinking to myself, this is really not a good idea to be out in this. I was only going to be gone a couple minutes. It was raining ice.
Yes, that's called sleet.
That is the most bizarre thing I have ever encountered.
You haven't had sleet yet?
No.
That was your first sleet experience?
Yeah, and it was so weird. Just you get out and when it hits you, it hurts.
Right.
I went out on this too yesterday. I mean, I needed like bread for dinner. Just needed some errand stuff.
Yeah.
And I had the store all to myself.
Yes.
Four or five checkout people there at County Market. It was just me.
And as I was watching while I was waiting to pick up the stuff that I went for, while I was waiting, I'm looking out the window and I'm thinking to myself, if this gets much worse, this town is going to shut completely down. But no, everything went fine. And this morning, to look at it, it's beautiful. This white flow, it's very, very pretty. And when it hits the sun, it sparkles, you know? But to walk in it, to walk around in it, drive in it, it's gross. I have some bad news for you, Mr. Connolly. Remember how yesterday...
Oh.
Yeah.
He doesn't like hearing about this, especially on the air.
Oh, that's okay. It's not anything that bad. Remember how we talked yesterday of Kate Hansen looking in her hallway and seeing a Russian wolf walking down her hallway?
I put this on Facebook last
night. Okay.
Yeah, it's a hoax.
It was a real wolf. It was a wolf, but it was an American wolf, and it was a stunt pulled off by Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah, it was one of his hoaxes that he does on occasion on the show.
Absolutely brilliant. This guy has had several really good hoaxes. Remember the video of a girl upside down twerking and falling onto the coffee table and catching fire? That was one of his. It was a huge internet hit. A lot of views and so forth. That was his. It was a stunt woman that did it all. He is brilliant at pulling this stuff off.
Are you annoyed by this, or are you just rolling with it? All of these internet hoaxes, all of these parody websites who put false news on the internet, because it's hard to tell sometimes what is real and what is not. And if I go to the internet, I'd like to know that what I'm looking at is actually true and actually factual and actually real.
That's an interesting point. I think there is some of it that is so blatantly badly put together that it's just dumb. Somebody sent me a video yesterday, said, oh, look what's in the clouds. And I'm watching it, and even on my smartphone, I'm watching this video, and I could tell it's digital special effects.
Yeah.
You want to think that it's some kind of a spaceship in the clouds, and it shoots sparks or whatever. But I'm watching it going, nope, these are digital effects. I can tell these are digital effects. Some of them are just blatantly bad. Some of them, though, the stuff like what Kimmel has done so far, very witty. It's excruciatingly well done. And I think that sharpens the awareness of the viewer. You have to go at anything on the internet, and you've known that since the internet was brought into being. You have to view everything on the internet with an eye of skepticism. I mean,
Well, I understand that, but I don't know if I want to do that or not.
It's like the old joke. What is Abraham Lincoln's most favorite or most famous quote? Not everything you see on the internet is real.
Right, right.
So pay attention to that. Abraham Lincoln told you that.
If I was a public figure and there were people that were putting out false stuff about me on the internet as parody or as, you know, one of these fake stories, I would be. We talked a few weeks ago about that. They had a picture of Michelle Bachmann and a quote, some outrageous quote. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't true.
You bought into it because you hate Bachmann.
I thought about it for a second because I thought it was something she possibly could say.
Of course.
There is enough real idiot sayings out there that we don't have to make stuff up like this to muddy the waters.
See, and that's the thing. You've got to find, and this is very telling, you have to find something real to base, you need a baseline of reality. You need a baseline of absolute, complete truth, and then you'll be able to see through the BS, but you get hoodwinked all the time.
But there is so much real crap out there, it's hard to put a baseline together of what is so outrageous that it's not true.
Nope, that's not true.
It is true.
No, your BS meter sucks because you don't have a baseline of absolute truth. You don't believe in absolute truth. You've got no rock-solid base to stand on.
I see.
That's your problem. And and people get hoodwinked? Exact same problem.
Right.
Just wander through life, hit the wall. Oh, what's that? WSAU, we'll be right back. Come on,
Why did the ice dancer always use coupons?
Why did the ice dancer always use coupons?
Because he was a cheapskate.
Rush Limbaugh, weekdays at 11 on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.